Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic. Have Seth joining us in a little bit. Looking forward to that. And plenty more fun lined up for you. We'll get in some entertainment news. We've also got the top songs that hit the top 100 that are dog-related. All of that coming up, and we're playing that a little bit later because it is a Thursday, and the 10 o'clock hour, we know what that means, everybody. That means it is time for our Pet of the Week with the Southwood County Humane Society. Every Thursday, Denise joins us with our Pet of the Week, and we appreciate her. Thanks for being here, Denise.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Appreciate the time, and I know I like to kind of stretch this out a little bit sometimes, but we got to get to it right away. Who is our Pet of the Week, Denise?
I've got Ace in my arms. He's a four-month-old puppy. Brand new to the world, almost. He came in as a stray, and he is in need of some barrier or boundaries and some manners. Otherwise, he's very loving. Be a great family pet.
He's a 4 month. You know, that's the
yep.
age.
Yep.
Where anybody who's been around a dog of that, you know, that age or anything, you understand that's where they're at.
Right.
I have to tell everybody that you have to go ahead and look at Ace's picture. Ace has got an amazing picture out there. It's so cute. And just a sweet dog. Very sweet dog.
Yep. Yep, he just needs love. He needs some.
Yeah.
He needs a good family to love him, and he'll be just perfect.
And Denise, with a dog like this that young, we don't see those at the shelters very often.
No.
So all the more reason where I think that if you are somebody out there who looks for younger dogs, he looks for younger animals,
right.
This is a really good option for you.
Yep, he's fully vaccinated, microchipped. He's ready to go. And just, you know, if you are the kind of person that wants to take a puppy and mold him to your family and have them grow together, this is your guy.
As a mutt myself, I know one when I see one. He's a little bit of a mixed breed, it
yes.
looks like.
Yep. Hard to tell what he is, if he's part husky, part lab. The white, yeah, God only knows what he is.
Beautiful white coat.
Yeah.
But, you mentioned this as he was walking into the studio here and everything. He's got these cute little, like, almost cow-like spots behind his ears.
Yes.
That
yeah.
are really unique.
It is very, he's unique looking.
He doesn't have necessarily a just black over one eye, but he does almost. It's almost like a spot from like, what is it, the Little Rascals
yes,
or whatever
yeah.
had that? Yeah, yeah, he's got that going for him too. He's a very charming dog.
He's cute, yep.
Yeah, it's a
very
cute
endearing.
One. And he is neutered. He has his shots and microchip and everything.
Correct, yep, he's ready to go.
Fantastic. Yeah. Really good to hear. And thank you so much for bringing in Ace. And Ace, it's really good to meet you. I'm very proud of you. I've also enjoyed interviewing Ace throughout this, although I don't know that he's answered any of my questions. That's all right, though. That's all right. Yeah, but very sweet dog. But now, Ace is probably not going to get too much bigger either, we're expecting.
Maybe a little bit bigger, but he does seem like a small breed dog based on his teeth and the size of his paws and stuff. It's okay.
That's yeah. interesting about the size of the paws. I forgot yeah. about that, but that's one of the ways we yep. can tell that. Yeah,
yeah.
And nice paws too, nice size.
Yeah,
so it's gonna be a good sized dog,
yeah.
But nothing too gigantic
like
or anything.
Medium yeah. size.
Sometimes when we're not sure of the breed, it can be hard to tell. But the paws, you're right.
True.
Isn't it the ears too? You
yep.
can
yep.
okay, yeah, like they grow into their ears, kind of thing.
Usually they do.
I forgot
some dogs
about that,
but yeah,
yeah, that's really cool. When it comes to different things going on over at the shelter, we know that we want to make sure that any events you guys are doing, wanted to highlight those.
Yep. Yep, we have Rock the Shelter coming up September 6th. That is not our event, but we benefit from it. Thank you to Tammy Jo Ginter.
Mm-hmm.
And our 5K9 walk run is coming yeah. up September 20th, Lake Wazeecha. Register right now through September 3rd, I believe, in order to be guaranteed a t-shirt.
Oh, really? Extended
yep.
it. Oh,
yep.
that's great.
Yep.
That's really cool you guys did that.
We extended it.
This is kind of a wrap-up of our 5K9 run walks that we have throughout the summer and everything.
Yep.
But one of the more important ones we do, there's not a ton of opportunities for our Humane Society to, you know, raise awareness, raise funds.
Yep.
If you're able to be a part of this one, we encourage you. Plus, you get one of those memorable shirts.
Yep.
They're really cool. And you're doing all this, getting outside, getting some exercise. You're doing this 5K9 run at a perfect time of the year, too.
Yeah, before it gets cold.
Yeah,
hopefully.
It's still nice, you know, 70s
yep.
weather kind of thing. So it's going to be another opportunity to get outside
yes.
For that. And all of that said, you're helping one of the more important nonprofits. nonprofits in our area.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Yeah, and bring your pets. Make sure they're leashed and you have current rabies vaccination proof, and you can walk your pets around Lake Wasatcha.
You can register online right now by going over to their website, swchs.com. Head on over there and check that out. And keep in mind, again, that pre-registration extended till September 3rd.
Correct. Yep.
That's really cool. As far as things we can help out with, Denise, items that we need are certainly cat food, wet cat food,
yep.
litter,
cat
those
litter.
Sorts of.
Correct. Yeah, we still have kittens rolling in the door, so both pellet litter and clay litter and wet food. Helps.
Yeah, encourage you to do that, everybody. And Denise, I don't want to keep you too long because I know you, how much you guys got going on over there and everything. But I did want to note on our National Day of Calendar, we take a look at this every morning, and today is Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day.
Oh my gosh!
It's the day to remember our beloved pets that we have lost. And I think one of the greatest ways to honor them and honor, because almost every one of us has an animal or a pet that we've lost and we miss and we love.
Correct.
I think one of the best ways of honoring them is when you are ready and able adopting an animal from the Humane Society or certainly donating and volunteering at our Humane Societies,
yep.
doing it in honor of that former animal, that former great friend of yours and everything.
Absolutely. We have all kinds of opportunities for you to pay tribute to your pets.
Yeah, it's a great day to do that.
Yes,
and
yes,
really,
sir.
There is no bad day to help
Correct.
Out and to be a part of things over at our local Humane Society. Be listening every Thursday for another opportunity to hear our Pet of the Week with Denise, and thank you again both for being here. A big shout out to Ace here. By the way, I almost forgot this. Great name, and a perfect name for Ace. Sometimes the name doesn't always match the animal, and you kind of have fun with that, and that
yeah.
kind of works.
Yeah.
You know, you got a big dog named Tiny or something like that. But he is an ace.
He's
like
an
that's
ace.
Like if he had walked in here and said, "My name's Ace," I would not have been shocked. I would have like, okay, that dog talks and it knows its name.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty good.
Good to meet you, Ace, and always good hanging out with you, Denise.
Thank you so much for having us.
Appreciate the time. Be listening next Thursday for another edition of the Pet of the Week with Denise and our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society. Find out more about that 5K9 and register for it at swchs.com. It's swchs.com. Bookmark that page. And keep in mind, if you need to get a hold of them, you can email them, office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. You can also stop by at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Rapids. Be sure to follow them on social media, share their posts on your page. You never know who might see it otherwise. And again, be back here next week, like Ace is telling you.
Yep.
Ace is just backing me up on this stuff. I appreciate
him.
Thank you, Ace. Good partner, right? Good hype man. Ace is a good hype man. We'll be back with more show coming up. Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. And a big thank you to Denise and Ace for joining us in our Pet of the Week.
Yeah.
Be listening next Thursday for another edition of the Pet of the Week. Spuds McKenzie, that's who I was trying to think of. And
yes.
Seth remembered.
Yes, I did. That's the dog. He looks like that kind of dog, right?
Got a little spud in him. Got
yeah,
a little bit
right.
of that Spud McKenzie in him and everything. Yeah, it's a cool dog. Be sure to check him out at their great website, swchs.com. Head on over there, everybody. Diving into some entertainment news and some local news that we want to touch on again. This is... Like, I know that the big story and everything is Taylor and Travis getting engaged
sure.
and all that. Wish them well. Mazel tov.
Yep.
The more relationship story that I think a lot of people found more interesting, actually,
okay.
Was Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. They were recently seen holding hands and doing a number of things
wow.
while they were promoting the new movie Naked Gun, the new remake
right.
of the Naked Gun and everything, which, by the way, a lot of people have raved about, and it's gotten really good reviews.
And it's going gangbusters, too, man, in the box office.
And whether you're a fan of that or not, I'm a fan of comedies getting back into movies,
mm-hmm.
into the theaters.
Right.
We got away from that because theater companies, not every comedy was a hit, and they freaked out, and so they're just going with standards and
yep.
everything, but
right.
when's the last great comedy that was released in movie theaters? They,
right.
they stopped doing it. I hope that this comes back.
It could.
I hope
that it
brings it back.
They could do it.
Even if it's IP related or whatever.
Sure.
Just bring comedies back, man. We never need a laughter more. Bring comedy back. So Liam Neeson, Pamela Anderson were lying to us. Their romance was allegedly just a classic Hollywood PR stunt to help sell tickets for the Naked Gun reboot.
Oh.
A source says, quote, the chemistry was real on camera, but off, it was strictly business. Pamela Anderson is a pro. Liam Neeson is a pro. They knew leaning into the rumors would get attention. Now, I don't know. We haven't heard from them about this. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. This isn't coming from any necessarily reputable source or anything like that. I'm not even seeing anybody they're not even giving a website to necessarily go to for this, these stories and everything, or where they're pulling this information from. But I want to say, and I don't like being lied to, and I don't like those things or anything. But if this is true and it was fake. Well done. Got us on this one. And I would love to hear, like, the acting nerd in me would love to know if they were actually doing real acting off stage and stuff in this, or they were just being friendly.
Yeah.
Because they got along during filming.
Right.
They really had good chemistry in the scenes that I've seen and stuff. They did a really good job together. Mm-hmm. And as a side note, like, I think by now most people aren't surprised by Liam Neeson. Like,
you shouldn't be.
You shouldn't be. If you are, that's on you.
Yeah, right.
He's already shown us what he can do and that he's capable of a lot of great things. I actually think his funniest moment in TV history is in the movie Darkman, when he'll give me the money. It's not a comedy, but it's very hilarious to me.
Right.
I don't know why, but it is. When it comes to Pamela Anderson, I am very happy for her.
Yeah.
And her showing her comedy chops and that she can do comedy very well. And that she's kind of gotten this second act here.
I always thought that because she started out as an actor. That's where she got her start, right?
Yep.
Baywatch and all those kinds of things.
That's what she wanted to be.
Right. And then all the celebrity stuff came along and she got caught up in that. Maybe she wanted to do that. I don't know. But she became more of a punchline, really.
Yeah.
Than as anyone who was taken seriously. And maybe now she'll get a second chance to do that a little bit more, you know, even if it's in comedic roles like this. But she's always been an actor. We have to remember that. That's how she started.
It's kind of cool to see. And regardless, either way. It's still, even a fake relationship isn't as cringy as the Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson relationship. I don't like judging these things. I don't like getting in other people's hearts or wallets.
Right.
I don't like either one of those things. I'll be completely real. This is the first one that just there's something
feels
about it that
weird
feels
and
ugly
yucky.
And weird and tacky almost.
Yeah.
And this is maybe the evidence of this. If I'm in a court of law and I'm like, this is why it's cringy. They just filed a trademark on the phrase gold digger to use for jewelry and keychains. Her application hasn't been reviewed yet, but they are there. It is in the works of them trying to copyright the term gold digger. And I'm sure there's some kind of, like, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge thing here going on that they're trying to lean into, but it's not working.
It just makes it worse.
You ever hear people try to do sarcasm, but they're really bad at it? That's what this feels like.
It feels like this. You know, what you said is valid, James, you know, about, you know, not... You know, people doing what they're going to do, you know. We've seen this before, May, December, whatever you want to call it, romances, that kind of thing.
If they're happy, they're happy.
Right, but you still are going to react to it in a certain way. And that's okay, too. You can have feelings that are like, ugh. And the part that makes it seem so weird to me is that everything seems so calculated.
Yeah.
Like this is a thing, like, it's like, I don't know. There's just something weird about it that just seems off, you know.
It
didn't happen organically kind of thing.
It really does feel that way. Yeah. So with the Taylor and Travis thing, I get that if people don't care about it, if people aren't interested in it other than their fan bases. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the things about it you can look at and say is, well, sure, you could say that they're together for PR. Do you really think either one of these individuals have needed PR ever in their careers?
How many Super Bowls has Travis Kelce won?
Travis Kelce was doing a ton of commercials before this.
Yeah, he was already doing stuff.
And let me just double check how popular Taylor Swift is. Oh, my computer broke.
So popular people in the world. Yeah, she doesn't need PR.
It's the conspiracy theorists that I heard. Oh, she's doing this so she could get NFL fans. Do you really think the NFL needs Taylor Swift more than the vice versa of that?
Seriously.
I don't think you understand how popular this human being is. is.
No.
Now, in this regard, though, this is a human being we would never have heard of if she was not dating somebody famous.
Exactly.
Maybe one day in her career or her life, something happens. Who knows? But right now, as it is, as a 27-year-old or 24-year-old.
She's 24.
Yeah, we would not have known of her other than this.
Conceivably, Bill Belichick could have grandkids older than her.
Now, I do think there is a line in the sand on this stuff, because when it comes to the idea of, okay, hey, if they had they kept this private, they deserve that privacy. Mm-hmm. They deserve all of that. Give them their privacy. Leave them alone. That ain't your business. You ain't dating them. You know, you're not even a relative. What does it matter to you? But as soon as you start going as public as they have with it, all bets are off.
Now,
I'm sorry.
You're a public figure now, yeah.
As people who live in the public eye, as somebody who understands that world a little bit, and I'm not saying for me, I mean being in the acting world, in the entertainment world, and being around a lot of famous people. I look at Robert Downey Jr. as an example of this all the time. This is a guy who, he's not putting on airs. Like what you see in interviews, that's really who he is, people. And he is contagious. Just that way, but he treats everybody that way, and I cannot stress that enough. We had people that were at 2 a.m. on this bridge. It's not pouring rain, but it's drizzling rain, and there are people that just want to watch this and just and everything. He's going up to them and talking to them, even those kind of people. He was thanking them for hey, thanks a lot, and when the movie comes out, make sure to go see it and stuff like that. Like, there's genuineness there with so much of this. You know, your gut's telling you there's something not good. Something off here.
Yeah, I
don't know. I don't see this ending well. I don't see them riding off into the sunset together, especially with the age difference.
Honestly, Bill Belichick should have gotten a job in the NFL. That's really what he wants, and that's really what he needed.
Do we? You know, at a certain point, though, and I don't know that this is it. I don't know that this is the example. But I do wonder sometimes when we're talking about age differences of people, at a certain point, are we just like making a mountain out of a molehill? Where in this day and age, I don't know that it matters as much as it did back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s and some of that, where there was such a gigantic difference in this. To me, it's about maturity, and it's about, you know, how old your brain is,
right,
as opposed to some of those other things.
Yeah.
There is a line in the sand in this, everybody, and I cannot
there
stress
always
that
is,
enough.
Yes.
Please understand, I am stressing the line in the sand that is vitally important. But I think that as something we have to talk about as society, because we're seeing more and more of this. And I'm talking like a 20-year difference, a 10-year difference in ages and stuff.
Yeah.
We're not and nothing illegal, obviously, that is not only sin or wrong.
Very specific
but just
about this,
up.
Yes.
Yes. Man. I really walked into something there.
It's a line you got to walk.
What I was doing. Why did you bring that up? I got to bring this one up. This is the segue of all segues.
Okay.
Harrison Ford and Jay Leno are really close. They've been friends for a long time.
Didn't know that.
Harrison Ford does not like doing a lot of interviews, but when he meets somebody he gets along with and somebody that gets him, they get along. And so they've been friends for a while. And they are so close that they help each other out with very specific bathroom issues. Harrison has a toilet in Wyoming, in his Wyoming house, that has a discolored and unattractive seat. And the problem is that particular one is he's very fond of this toilet. He likes this toilet.
He likes it the way it is.
So it's incredibly important. So important that he is having Jay Leno make him. Jay Leno made him a 3D printed seat. So he calls Jay up and tells him this, and Jay's like, well, I got a 3D printer over here. He does the voice change, of course.
Yes.
And so Harrison says, quote, he embraced the project in a way that I thought I never could have imagined. People appeared from the depths under the shadows and got involved in it. So Jay Leno's garage got involved in this, and this has got to be one of the most interesting toilet seats of all time.
Oh, apparently. It must be. Wow.
They really went to work on this thing.
Wow, that's... I love this is what Harrison Ford talks about.
People, so the interviewer especially is trying to get him to talk about like his faith and some of those things. And Harrison Ford being the master of interviews, because he really is. He's so nonchalant and organic about it. You don't realize this is orchestrated. He's thinking this through.
He's thinking it through. He's smart. He's a very smart man.
I would be very surprised if at any point in his career or going forward that you ever get Harrison Ford to spill something he didn't mean to.
Right.
He is private, but he also understands the industry. Mm-hmm. Hey, people come to see these movies because of the actors and main part.
Right.
I got to put myself out there a little bit. I got to do some of these things. So he's done a really good job of that in his career while also just being himself and not sharing too much.
The masters of this, Paul Newman. Mm-hmm. Robert Redford, mm-hmm. you know, Robert Downey Jr., another good example. These are guys that they understand, you know, they need to be out there at a certain extent, but they also know that they want to be private. You know, they want to have their own thing as well, just like anyone else would like to do. And they're the ones that find that balancing act, you know, that are able to do it, to keep their private stuff private and then but still be accessible to people, you know, out in the community, people who want to see them. And this is not people who are, you know, are trying to take them down or something like that. These are fans, you know, that just want to know a little bit more about him. So
well done.
But
well done.
Talk about toilet seats. Very good. Harrison Ford, you are a treasure. You're a national treasure.
We're going to get to a bunch of stuff to look forward to with your Thursday evening. But one thing that I just wanted to throw out there, new on your small screen tonight, there's a new episode of Star Trek Strange New Worlds on Paramount, a new episode of Peacemaker on HBO Max. But the one that's premiering today on Netflix is the Thursday Murder Club. And listen to this lineup.
Okay.
Helen Mirren, Pierce Brosnan, Ben Kingsley.
Oh.
Yeah.
All fantastic actors.
I don't care. Age. I do not care if this is good or not. I hope it's good. I'd like it to be good, mm-hmm. but it doesn't matter to me. I'm still going to watch it.
Because they're fabulous people in it. Yes.
Those actors working together.
I never would have placed them in a thing together, but man, that's great.
I've said before, I think Benedict Cumberbatch is the best actor working in the game right now. But I'm talking about what he's currently doing and how he is currently, where he is at his career and stuff. But if you're talking, you want to see the greatest actor working right now, I'm looking at Meryl Streep or I'm looking at Helen Mirren. Mm-hmm. And so just to see Helen Mirren, let alone Ben Kingsley, who's one of the finest actors you'll ever see.
Right.
And Pierce Brosnan, who's really come to show that, hey, I have acting chops. I just never got to use them.
Right. Yeah. He's, but they're all right now. I mean, they're all at that time of life where, man, they could all retire.
Yeah.
If they wanted to, but obviously they want to keep doing working, and this looks really interesting. Yeah.
Interesting you say retire. They play retirees who solve cold cases for fun, but then accidentally stumble across a real murder at their retirement village. Of course.
They're taking a little page out of Only Murders in the Building here, and I think that's cool. I like that.
They've kind of taken out the young person and the podcast part of it, but you're absolutely right.
It's very similar,
I'm all here for it. I will definitely watch that.
It sounds like it's fun.
Wanted to mention some of our scheduling and some of the things we have lined up for you. Of course, right here at WFHR, you have the kickoff, the Wisconsin Badger football season.
Tonight.
Football.
Tonight it starts.
Football. It is starting tonight right here at WFHR, and it will be here all season long. Wisconsin Badger
as
football.
Always.
And all of our fall and winter sports with our Badgers will be right here at WFHR. Yep. 6 o'clock start time. Badgers taking on Miami of Ohio. Should be a good one. Be sure to check that out. And on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, high school football.
We do. We've got the home opener for the Lincoln Red Raiders tonight, everyone, taking on Rice Lake. And we'll be broadcasting that live pregame at 6:50. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. We've got Randy and Michael on the call. We've got Laura working the board. It's going to be a great time, everyone. So tune in. We give you permission to switch between the two stations in order to get all the football action you want, because we'll have it all tonight.
Get to flipping.
There you go. You need to copyright that
really
one.
Get to flipping. I should copyright that. Please, somebody copyright that for me. I'll give you a percentage. Flip between the two. Easiest way to do that is the Civic Media app.
Yep.
And we know that here, that's part of our job is checking our stations and everything. It literally takes a half a second, if that, to flip to a station.
Yep.
It's really cool. I encourage you to do that and support these sports and our stations. And thank you so much to our partners out there, our sponsors of high school sports. We greatly appreciate
you. And
for
Badgers, too. Yep. Great sponsors this year.
Yeah. 6:50, Rice Lake at Lincoln High School. Special shout out to Matt LePay doing our bumpers.
Yeah.
The great voice of Matt LePay. It's always nice to have that every year. We appreciate you, Matt, and our friends at Learfield. We, of course, every Thursday have our WFHR newsletter that premieres. This week's will be postponed today.
Big news story that we want to put in there. Yep.
Derek Van Orten and Jim Jordan are holding an invite-only, and I do stress invite-only, event at the Ridges here in Wisconsin Rapids. Melissa wants to cover this. We want Melissa to be able to cover this.
Yep.
So in order to give you the most up-to-date and impactful news, we're going to postpone the newsletter for a day. It'll show up tomorrow at noon in your email box. It gives you a day, if you haven't signed up already, to go ahead and sign up. Encourage you to do that. Along with, of course, catching up on some past stories that you may have missed. Brittany's got a great one about the fall feel weekend ahead in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check that out. Michael and his great reporting on sports.
Yep.
Nobody is covering sports better than Michael.
Yeah.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Nobody is doing what he is doing on, right. on the written level or on the voice level.
Right.
I am very proud of the work he's putting out yep. there. Check that out. And I love Melissa's article about the 85th anniversary celebration.
Yes.
She did a really good job with that.
Good stuff.
It's fun. Check those out, everybody. And be looking for our WFHR newsletter tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It will be there. Go ahead and sign up at WFHR.com. Hey, speaking of Mel, let's get to some news, sports, and more. Right, and then when we come back, we're talking dog songs.
Dogs.
Dog theme songs that made the top 40 on Billboard's
Hot 100. Love it. Love it.
Coming up on The Morning Show. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. I wanted to play that one. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I hope you're all having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us over here. Seth and James hanging out with you. And got an interesting one for us to dive into here.
Okay.
And I admit that I went a little themey today with
nothing
our
wrong
animals
with that.
Yep. And remembering animals and our pet of the week from the South County Humane Society. Shout out to mm-hmm. Ace and Denise for joining us. I have here a list of dog-themed songs that made the top 40 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Very cool.
Can't believe I was able to get through that every time I did it. It's just numbers in me, man.
All right.
So this is Billboard put together a list of the top 40 hits with dog-inspired titles or lyrics.
Okay, right.
And here they are in chronological order. So we'll start from 1960. We'll move okay. on down, okay?
All right, let's do it
so
from the beginning.
Looking right. at these from 1960, Paul Anka with Puppy Love.
And why I love her so.
See, I remember the refrain, I think, from this one a little bit.
Yeah, it... There you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Not one of his biggest hits, but yeah, not bad.
Definitely counts.
Yep.
Definitely counts. It fits the bill. How about Doggin' Around from the great Jackie Wilson?
All right.
You better stop, yeah, dogging me around.
Man.
That voice.
Oh.
Forget
the way he did it.
I feel like
chills, man.
In between listening to Jackie Wilson, I forget how impressive that voice is.
I mean, it's one of the best of all time.
It's really good.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I knew that one.
I was not overly familiar with that either. But it was a hit for him. That's kind of cool.
How about Walking the Dog from Rufus Thomas from 1963? Oh, wait.
Yep, hang on there.
Oh. All right.
I love Rufus Thomas. I love Rufus Thomas. He's great.
Another one that doesn't get talked about too often.
No. He was the first big star for the Stax label back in Memphis.
He was the first big one.
He was. Yeah. He was a DJ too. So yeah.
Oh, that's right. He was.
He started out as a DJ. Yeah,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
My main man, Marvin Gaye from 1965. I will be doggone. Oh, this intro. It's classic Marvin. Oh
man. Doggone is a funny phrase.
I love it. We need
doggone
to bring it back more.
Yep.
There is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, Langston Hughes poem. He uses doggone.
Oh, he does.
In there.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was always.
That's awesome.
I believe it was written a little bit before or a mm-hmm. little bit after this song.
Right.
And I've always been curious if these two knew of the other and
yeah.
if there was any influence in them.
It's possible. Very possible.
Certainly, Marvin Gaye and Langston Hughes certainly could have crossed paths at some point,
right.
or at least appreciated each other's art.
Yes, African-American art is, after the 1920s, was greatly, and I didn't know this until recently, how influenced it was by Langston Hughes. I mean, he had a huge cultural influence, which is really cool, and I didn't know that.
To this day.
Yes.
We go from that to They're Coming to Take Me Away, from Napoleon, the 14th, I believe, from 1966. I always forget how old this song is. So the lyrics are about a narrator who appears to be addressing a lost love. However, the final verse reveals that the narrator is not addressing a woman, but a runaway dog.
That is correct.
I don't know if I knew that.
It's the last line where he says something like, I'll call the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And that's how you know he's talking about a dog.
Yeah, it just says it right there. Yeah. I didn't caught that before. Good catch. I kind of knew this one was going to show up at some point. Snoopy and the versus the Red Baron, the Royal Guardsman's song from 1967.
Yeah, love it.
It's a great song. Great song. Anything that references Snoopy and the Red Baron.
Love it, yeah.
I could never decide, you know, who to root for between Snoopy and the Red Baron.
Oh, come on now.
if you're laughing at that, thank you so much, everybody. Thank you. You're the best. Doggone Right from the legend Smokey Robinson and the Miracles from 1969.
Mm. Motown.
Yeah.
Gotta love the Motown.
If you didn't know, you knew by the bass line.
Yep.
Classic bass lines in almost every you know, Motown song.
Yep.
I don't know if I know this one.
It's a little bit later in there. It was a hit. It wasn't a big hit, but no. Mm. But it's got Smokey. I mean,
it's got
Smokey
that,
singing.
That Rick, that thing, that or the, whatever that.
I can't remember what that's called.
I love that noise, though.
Yeah.
It's good. Me and You and the Dog Named Boo.
Oh, we all know this one, right?
Yeah, from Lobo from 1971.
Wait, the guy's name was Lobo?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'll be honest, I didn't know that. I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay.
That was a big hit actually. So
yeah.
Of all these, I think that was the biggest one.
Maybe.
To this point.
Yes.
To this point.
Yes. Because now we have at number 9 Black Dog from Led Zeppelin from 1972. This intro.
Good stuff.
The production on Led Zeppelin songs. Yeah. Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. I wonder how many times I've played this in my radio career. If I go back to my classic rock days, but it just said that's funny that I played it now.
Oh man.
One of their better songs, not really referencing dogs or anything like that. It's just the title.
It's just the title on that one.
Zeppelin would do that from time to time.
Yeah.
Where there was just, they would never mention anything, but the title would be different from the lyrics or something
like that. They did that actually quite a bit now that I think about it. Yeah.
How about, let's see here. I just want to keep playing Led Zeppelin now. How about Shannon from Henry Gross from 1976? It made the list because it was written about the death of a pet dog that belonged to Beach Boys member Carl Wilson.
Oh.
Interesting.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Huh. Let's see here. Oh. Okay.
What the? That's like a cartoon dog. What is that? Wow. Okay. I don't know if I've ever heard that song before.
Don't know it.
I'll have to look that one up.
Another one that was kind of waiting for the next couple of ones, actually. Mm-hmm. At number 11, Dog and Butterfly from Heart.
Oh, okay. Yes. Early Heart.
Yeah. Yeah. This this one is one that sneaks up on you. You forget about in the Heart
library.
It's a
very pretty song, yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily fit a lot of their other songs that would come later and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And they get more into the guitar and some of the dirtier guitar and some of that stuff.
Barracuda, yeah.
Yeah. This is a pretty song.
It's very pretty, yes.
I would say that if I was looking for, hey, what can I, if I want to tell people the harmonies, the range that these amazing Wilson sisters have, this is probably the song I bring up.
Yes, the amazing musicians. Yeah. Never get the credit, by the way, that they deserve.
No, I never will. I mean, if they didn't get it after the Kennedy honors and doing the Zeppelin song and making Robert Plant and Jimmy Page cry, I don't know if they'll ever get the credit they deserve. They should get.
I mean, for being trailblazers in hard rock, there was no women in hard rock, and they brought it to it. I mean, come on. Anyway.
Good song.
We digress.
Who Let the Dog Out from the Baha Men from 2000.
Oh, no.
Got to get that one in there. And I am not going to play any of it because you know that song.
You know that song.
You know that one. But we just referenced her, and it is her birthday, so we will
play. We got to play this one.
A little bit of this one.
Yeah.
Happiness hit her like a train on a track. This is from 2010. I keep forgetting how old this song is. It's over 10 years old. That is wild.
Yes.
That is really wild.
When she really gets going in this song and just starts wailing. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Her range is insane to me.
Yeah.
What she does. I don't mean to make it sound like she's the greatest singer I've ever heard, but she is up there.
She's amazing.
Man.
She is amazing.
She's up there. She can
do stuff with that instrument that not a lot of people can do.
And another one we can't play because of some words in it. but we do have Leon Thomas with Mutt from 2025.
So, a recent year. Okay.
We do have a bit of a recent example right there. So people are still writing songs about
I have to do an honorable mention here. They miss it. I'm kind of surprised. The song Shiloh by Neil Diamond.
Okay.
That is about a dog as well. If you listen to the words, he's talking about a pet dog.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I know the one you're talking about.
Yep.
And I know there's some other ones too.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
I'm a little surprised that Snoop Dogg didn't show up on the list. Like just any Snoop Dogg song.
Of course, that's his name.
I suppose.
But he'd have songs sung about dogs at one point, right?
Yeah,
rapped about dogs. Come on.
Do you have a favorite song about animals or dogs or anything like that? Let us know. We would love to hear it. You can text us or call us through the Civic Media app or just call on up.
Well, now I can't do this for Seth Face the Music because we did it now. Dang it.
I'm so sorry. No, I apologize. I'm glad you did that, though. You do not realize that you just set me up. When we come back, we're going to get in some local events and some things going on in our area. This is our last show together for the week and for the next couple of days, so I wanted to highlight some of our weekend shows.
Okay.
And I wanted to congratulate you. This weekend will be your four-year anniversary of Seth Faces the Music.
It is. That is correct.
Congratulations, brother. Wait a minute.
Wow.
Get this right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, get this right.
You
got to
get the winter bell here, man.
Yeah. There we go.
It's
an official celebration. Mo, congrats, brother.
Yeah,
I know how much
great.
That show means to you, and you deserve it.
It's been a heck of a ride, man. I got to tell you that much.
Well, and I think that you really did something there because we encouraged the audience to send Seth ideas.
That's right.
You got themes that you want to see.
I have gotten a few good ones over the years, I have to say. It's been fun.
Keep it up.
Yeah.
Keep it up, everybody.
Keep letting me know. Yeah.
And you keep it up, man. Keep up the good work because we appreciate it. And it's great stuff.
There's so many. You know, it's funny. I've done, 100 some shows, 4 years. And then I realized there's still so many topics out there that I can choose from. So, yeah. It's not going to end anytime soon until they tell me I can't do it anymore.
Right.
It's going to be going for a while.
Join us every Sunday for our amazing lineup. We've got Director's Playhouse for you at 5 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
From 6 to 8, we will have, 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music.
Yep.
Then you got Unlabeled after that from 8 to 9. And you 3 Sundays a month, you'll have Burn Before Listening, Laura's show after that. Otherwise, this Sunday, we got Masters of Mystery.
Yes, we do. Another fantastic, interesting show. I would really encourage you to check that out if you've not done so. It is really interesting to find out all these authors and how the creative process of writing mysteries. It's really cool.
Yeah, they do it live, too. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's
hearing
very nice.
Live radio, you just don't... I feel like I haven't heard that in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, the one out of Minnesota, the guy that used to do this old...
Oh, Prairie Home Companion.
Prairie Home Companion.
With Garrison Keillor.
I always kind of liked that about it.
Absolutely.
That was one of the things that drew me to that show and everything. So I think that's cool. Check it out, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And stick around. We'll wrap up the show for Thursday here coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Your last show of the week. Wanted to play a little more They Might Be Giants.
Play my favorite band, that's
not
nice.
The one I meant to play. Not the one I meant to play.
That's okay. I'm always ready for more They Might Be Giants.
Live radio, baby. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. As frustrated as I will be by that all day. I hate when I hit the wrong button. Appreciate y'all joining us, wrapping up the show for the day, but we did want to touch on our schedule one more time. Now, of course, coming up at the top of the hour, you'll get nothing but great civic media programming lined up for you. Be sure to check that out. And check out the Rapids Report today at WFHR.com. We've got a great list of guests for you today. Mm-hmm. In part one, we're going to talk to our friend Kayla Rumbalski, the community development educator with UW Division Extension Wood County.
Yes.
Looking forward to talking with Kayla a little bit later.
Yep.
And later after that, we will have our friends, family, really, Family Natural Foods.
Nice.
Stephen and Katrina Hinder will be with us.
Yeah.
Catch up with them and all the great things that they got going on over at the shop. Buy local, support local, support our friends like Family Natural Foods who have supported businesses like ours in this community for very long time.
Yes.
And of course, as I mentioned earlier, and Seth and I mentioned earlier, right here at WFHR at 6 o'clock, Wisconsin Badger football hosting Miami of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
On 105.5 WIRI at 6:50, Rice Lake at Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
High school football.
Yes. We are thick. We're in the thick of it now, man.
Catch it, everybody. It's good stuff. Today is our final lunch by the river.
Oh, another sign that summer's ending. Yeah.
So we encourage you to, for one, get on over right now to the farmer's market that is happening.
It's going on till 1 o'clock. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then stroll on over to the Veterans Memorial Park and check out Lunch by the River, our final one of the season. A big shout out to all of these sponsors, the main sponsors, all you food trucks out there.
Yep. Thank you for that. Yeah.
All the entertainers, and certainly this community is supporting Lunch by the River. It's one of our favorite events. I love this one. Every year, we purposely try to make sure we're a part of it as a station because we love the event so much and appreciate the chamber and the great work that they do with this one. Check it out today. Their entertainment, Creepers Car Club.
I mean, that's so cool.
Lacey
that's
was so, so excited about this. She was like popping out of her seat. She was so excited talking about it and everything. That's pretty cool. It's a cool combination of a car show along with this.
Yep.
As we lose more and more of our car shows, I like the way that we're incorporating things
that's
like
very
this.
Cool.
Yep. Check it out. Lunch by the River going on today from 11:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park.
Mm-hmm.
And again, be sure to support the farmer's market that is going on, of course, as well. And I wanted to remind everybody that Focus's Neighborhood Meals are available. Available every Thursday, 4:30 to 5:45. The dining room opens about 4:15. You'll enter through the pantry, and they'll take care of you after that. Mm-hmm. A shout-out to Sparhawk Trucking, sharing their building with our friends at Focus, and a big thank you to Focus and the important, impactful work that they are doing over there.
Right.
Nobody in our community should be hungry.
No.
Nobody.
No.
Focus is doing their best, and this community is doing its best to help with that.
That's right.
Great work by them. As much as we try to cover this and talk about it, we all know that word of mouth goes farther than anything.
It does.
So if you know people that could probably use this, and let's be honest, we're Midwesterners. We don't ask for help. We don't do it. But you know somebody that might be in need of this.
Mention it.
Yep. Mention it casually. Mention it in conversation. It doesn't even have to be directed at them. You know, respect their pride, respect who they are as people, and just get them some food. Spread the word about this.
Yep.
Also encourage you to spread the word about this one, Seth, especially because Seth wants to live vicariously through you.
I know. I can't make it to this one tonight. I'm so sad. But live music, the McMillan Concert Series rolls on, everyone, at 7 o'clock tonight in the Fine Arts Center at the McMillan Library. John Gorka will be performing live. He is a extremely talented folk artist. He's been around for a long time. He's nation well-known. He's had write-ups in Rolling Stone. He's had write-ups in the New York Times and all these things. He is just, but I would say, put all that aside and just listen to some of his music, because not only does he have a fantastic voice, he's a very fun and funny songwriter as well. And I cannot say enough about John Gorka. So go see him for free tonight at the library, everyone. You will not be disappointed. By the way, they also are doing a special promotion at the library. They have buttons for each of the concerts that they're doing, which is really cool. So you get a button, too.
Be sure to check that
out. Very cool, yeah.
Support that, everybody. Check that out. That's going to be pretty cool. Wanted to mention this real quick as well. Seth.
Yeah, the Edge of Rapids Car, Truck, Bike, and Race Show is coming up at our good friends at Edge VR. That's where they're doing that. It's at 3540 Plover Road. It's happening on Saturday. Trophies will be awarded for the top three in each class. Starts at around 10 a.m. There is no entry fee, so just go out, hang out, have fun, listen to music, show off your ride. They're going to be doing free race car simulations as well from 11 to 2:30 p.m. and free VR demos from 10 to 2:30 as well. And of course, we had them here for our party.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked it out, it's a lot of fun.
It's so
just
much
check
fun.
VR is a lot of fun. So, and there will be pizza and soda available for purchase inside the building, and there's going to be music from 10 to 3. So it's a all day thing, all afternoon thing. Check it out, everyone, and help support our friends at Edge VR.
Yeah, big shout out to them. We appreciate them. And we are getting into the last last days of your book bin over there.
Oh, I know. At the Moravian Church, you only have till September 15th. I mean, it's almost here already. I can't believe it. But yes, they're still accepting used books at the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South, the parking lot just off of Goggin Street by the glass door. So if you're heading down to the farmer's market, it's right there. You can drop those off on your way. And of course, this is all for the book sale happening October 9th through the 11th. And the proceeds to that go to support scholarships at Mid-State.
Be sure to support that, everybody, and a big thank you to you guys for doing that. Mm-hmm. And you still got a little bit of time to get those books.
Still got a little bit of time, but don't wait. Don't wait.
We were talking about Macmillan before. A quick reminder, everybody, that tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 o'clock, Macmillan Library will be hosting a blood drive at 490 mm-hmm. East Grand Avenue. If you're able, we appreciate you donating. Thank mm-hmm. you so much to everybody who has already donated this summer.
Yes.
It's been greatly appreciated. A couple of big, good stories from around the world. This one taking us up north to Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
And this happened last month, but it's in the news after the Today Show did a story on it. The owner of a pizza place in Minneapolis called Pizza Man saw people digging through his dumpster for food, and it broke his heart. Mm. So he decided to do something about it. He posted on Facebook and said, "Please do not eat out of my dumpster. Nobody deserves that. If you are that desperate for food, please come and ask." Mm. He also said he'd start leaving cheese pizza outside the back door for anyone too embarrassed to ask, i.e. what I was saying before about Midwesterners. Yep. Mm-hmm. He told a reporter he just couldn't sit in a building full of food and watch somebody starve in his parking lot.
Mm.
In the last month, he says he has helped around 100 people.
Wow.
And he's not only helping one, folks have donated over $4,000 online to help out people in this situation.
How about that?
He's using some of the money to cover the cost of the free pizzas, and he's donating the rest to food banks. That's a hero right there.
That's just taking it into your own hands. Yeah. You know, he had the means, and he just went with it. Wow, great story.
Great story and great show. Good job, man.
Yeah, it was fun.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.